Every time you look at a pair of scissors, do you think of Psycho Sid and Arn Anderson? We do. So listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, the Impact Player.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbucklethrowbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
And a happy... good evening to everybody.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I am joined by...
Choppy. What's going on, boy?
All right, what's going on? A little bit of an echo, I apologize. We're in a big room, and it's not soundproofed or anything, but you can hear us, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's been a struggle with this new plate. This is not going to be the permanent spot. The permanent spot's going to be in the back of this place.
Which is a much smaller room, which the sound's going to be contained.
Yeah.
And you won't hear the echo that you would hear here.
Yeah, but now you couldn't even hear the guys last week, and I'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
So here's what... a couple of things happened last week. That's why, and I'm going to apologize, but... one thing is I bought this piece of equipment that was going to amp up everybody's headphones, but... they weren't hearing anything with the connection that we have. The piece I bought really isn't compatible, apparently.
Okay.
To this, it will be down the line when I get better equipment.
Okay.
But that's what happened. That's what happened. A. B. Apparently, none of my settings stuck when I moved the equipment from the house to the apartment.
Gotcha.
So now I was. Today, I was...
so basically what you're saying is when you unplugged everything, it just pretty much reset everything back
it
to
its... reset some of the stuff.
To its default.
Right, like the Skype.
Okay.
Which is why you guys couldn't hear Kurt Fuller last week.
Oh, boy.
So, there's... I mean, I can go in... Tony said there's a way I can go in and fix the volume. It's a pain he has to do. I'm going to talk to him about it. Hello to everybody in this chat room. It says he's Shane in there. Who else? And I think that's it, right?
Well, that's it for now.
Everybody else is anonymous.
Anonymous.
So that's going to be an issue. We'll fix that. But Kurt Fuller is going to come back on, which is pretty cool.
What a gentleman.
He's very cool. He's been interacting with us on social media. Thank you to Rob again from Thumbstick Ninjas for
hooking
us up for that. That was really cool.
By the way, listen to Thumbstick Ninjas. This week is a pretty fucking great episode.
You know, those guys are good, man. If you're a game head, you're a gamer.
Oh,
so this
time.
Is right. This is right up your alley.
Oh, absolutely.
You were putting me onto some shit yesterday, man. We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah.
But I want to address the I want to get all the Debbie Downer shit out of the way first.
Okay.
So that was cool. I want to thank Kurt Fuller for that, for coming on last week. And I want to thank all the shout-outs we got from Solo Monster again, Don Tony, Kevin Castle, Missionary from Wrestling Soup, Inconclusive, Mike from the Midnight Jury, what do you call it? Them Neck Breaker guys.
Neck Breaker.
Brian from Neck Breaker hooked us up. So, and of course, our boy Will from the Mr. Will Morgan from the Sports Report. If I'm forgetting anybody, I apologize. I didn't write it down, but I don't think I forgot everybody.
I actually messaged Mish and Kev.
Oh, you did you?
And Anthony, and I thanked them all. Thanked all three of them for shouting us out. And Kev pretty much gave us sent me a thumbs up through the messenger. He was really nice.
Don Tony called you Scott. I had to edit that out.
That's fine.
But it's cool because we thank Scott anyway. So
yeah, Scott was a
Scott's
part of this.
Scott's part of the show. He'll always be a part of the show.
Exactly.
Scott has an open invitation to come back and do anything he wants to do with us. But anyway, so that's out of the way. Here's the other Debbie Downer thing. I spoke to Mr. X, our boy Mr. X.
Yes!
He will not be joining us for Castle Slam.
Boo.
Okay, so the good news is that the family stuff he was taking care of behind the scenes worked.
Really?
Yeah, so he's got full control of the whole situation now.
Really?
Yes. And that's the reason why he can't come to New York, because he's got to take care of his son and
gotcha.
All the... I'm not going to... It's none of anybody's business, but, behind the scenes. But let's just say Mr. X is doing really well, and he gave me a fucking... He gave me a speech this week about don't worry about the show, because I was really down on the show. And he was like, don't worry about it. You guys are kicking ass. You could have walked away. You didn't walk away. He gave me this whole pep speech. But, he's got some stuff going on. That's why he can't make it in August, so...
He's a fucking gentleman, that guy.
He is a cool dude, and, Mr. X is one of those guys. He's my age, so,
Is he really that old?
He doesn't look old, because he works out.
He's very vascular.
He's very vascular.
There we go, we started already.
Yeah, yeah. So, the bell works, thank God.
Yep.
So, I did that, and spoke to him, so we're not going to have Castle Slam... Unless somebody else wants to step up and, do it. Physically, I can't. I wish I could.
I don't have the fortitude to do it anyways.
Yeah, no. So, Double A, if you're listening, I apologize. But he will make it up to everybody. He'll come back and do something else with us soon.
Yeah.
Maybe something in the winter. Maybe something with Survivor Series or the... Now the Rumble tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Already?
Yeah.
That's a little really soon, though.
Well, it is and it isn't. The pre-sale was last week.
We all know Hummer got the front rows already for that.
Yeah, Hummer offered me a ticket because she's going to sit closer. And I was like, well, how am I going to go by myself? I want to go with you. It's your fucking birthday, you know? So, we're working on that. Maybe we'll work on that later on with the boys. If you're listening, I think Rob sent out a message on social media. So we'll send him a message on what the price limit should be that we could spend. And that's pretty much it with that.
Honestly, we really don't have to go overboard.
No. I just, I don't want to spend $150 in cheap seats.
That's true. I agree.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
If I'm going to spend, I'll go $100. We're going to pay for your ticket because it's your birthday. But it's $100 and then we'll chip in for your ticket. So if it's $100 a man, and then we'll figure out lodging with Tony C, that's what I'm saying? So that's all worked out. We'll do that. I want to go and bug out, man. We would go nuts in Philly, man.
As much as I love wrestling, that was to be the one thing I would love to do in Philly.
What's that?
Cheesesteak. I never had one.
Dude, we're going to go to Pat's and Gino's. We'll go to Tony Luke's. And we'll even go to Jimmy's on South Street. Or Center Street. I forget the name of it.
And we also have to pass by the ECW Arena because I've never been there.
We'll take you to Swanson and Retina. We'll do a whole tour. We should go the day before. And we'll knock out all this. We'll do all the touristy shit.
Okay.
And then we'll do a special turnbuckle throwbacks that night from whatever hotel that we're in.
Okay.
And then Sunday we'll go to the Rumble.
Sweet.
So that should be the plan. Even if we should try to go, we really should try to go. I just don't have a credit card. So if anybody can have a credit card that can do it.
Yeah, me too. I don't have one.
We'll figure it out. But we that's the plan right now. We're working for the Rumble. What else is going on? Next month is our big SummerSlam special. I'm working on a special guest for that. And we're going to do SummerSlam 97.
I can't wait.
I think I was watching 98 before with Owen Hart in the
Lion's Den?
In the Lion's Den.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was watching that.
Oh, that was great.
So I was doing that. And I you know what? I was watching some wrestling today. I want to give a shout out to our boy Lee Champion. Lee sent me this clip, dude. He sent me this clip of, it was from Memphis. And it was Jerry Lawler with Lance Russell. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the Southern Heavyweight Champion, and Ric Flair made an appearance with the NWA Championship.
Ooh.
So Jerry Lawler basically called him out. Like, you know, I'm supposed to fight this guy, but I'll fight you instead. And just the exchange alone, I miss the territory days, man. I miss those, just something that simple was so over, you know? And I don't know, man. I miss it.
That's the thing, though. That's the difference between now and then. You got to remember, like, if the NWA World Heavyweight Champion was going to a territory, it was special.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. Now you see the world champion, it's just like, you know, it's just a regular dude. You know, it doesn't have that special feel. Yeah, I know Lesnar has been a part-timer, but he's not there every week to promote the company. So, like, a guy like Flair back in the day, he traveled almost every territory and promoted the NWA. Whether it was Georgia, whether it was Mid-Atlantic, whether it was Pacific Northwest, he was there. And he was a great symbol of the NWA.
Yeah. And, you know, for me anyway, as an older fan, who because of the show I cover the current shit.
Of course.
You know, it's refreshing to see that. Will it be over today if they did it? I don't know.
Probably not.
Fans are spoiled. They want to.
That's the problem. If they just let simmer for a little, just reacting to what the fans want, I think things would be a little bit better. And also, they got to stop reacting to what the internet does. I feel like the WWE is too. They react too fast to what the internet says, because a lot of the stuff that they do is reactionary, and it's just they just relax. You know, who cares what the fans think? But, you know, that's not all the mistakes that's going on right now with the company, but that's another story.
Yeah, it's another story.
Yeah.
So, that's been basically what's been going on with us.
I heard some rumors going into SummerSlam involving the number one contenders match with John Cena and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've read online that Shinsuke is supposed to win against John Cena. Go on to face Jinder Mahal for the WWE title, beat Jinder, and then Baron Corbin cashes in the Money in the Bank on Nakamura.
Yeah.
And gets the belt. How do you feel about that?
I got no problems with that.
Me neither. I don't either. But I thought it would be it's very interesting that they would give the belt right away to Nakamura.
I'm trying to load my page. I have the results from Battleground. We'll go over that right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I heard a lot of mixed reviews about Battleground. It was okay. Nothing special. I actually had no problem with the tag team match was very good.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that.
That was really good. And then but Owens and AJ Styles were pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know people had said a lot of shit about AJ Styles and Kevin Owens. I thought it was a good match. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. They had Aiden English against Ty Dillinger.
Oh, I missed that. How was that?
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, boy.
New Day won the straps and the Usos.
That was a good match. That was good. I mean, it started slow at first, but then I think the crowd finally got into the match towards maybe like the five, maybe 7 minutes, in like the last 7 minutes of the match.
Yeah, Nakamura beats Baron Corbin by DQ.
Yeah, kick to the balls. I saw that. They're booking Nakamura like shit right now, dude.
He looks out of place.
He does.
The matches aren't terrible, but it's not him.
You know, you built him up in NXT and then as this killing machine, and now you bring him up to the main roster, and he was having problems with Dolph Ziggler, And then he's having, like, he can't even beat Baron Corbin 1-2-3. I mean, come on. That's not Nakamura. Nakamura's a fucking killing machine in the ring. He took on guys like Brock Lesnar in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Come on.
Natalia beat... This shocked me.
I was shocked by this, too.
Natty beat Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Lana, and Tamina.
Now, do you think she's going to get the strap, or do you think they're just going to have her, Naomi stick with it?
She can't. Naomi can't drop the belt to Natty.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I feel bad for Natty, because she's a really good worker.
Yeah, I like Naomi right now. I do.
She's young. She's athletic.
Yeah.
Good-looking woman.
Yeah, well, if you're into that, yeah. She's good-looking. She's a nice shit locker. I'm just saying, dude. You mentioned Kevin Owens. He beat AJ Styles for the U.S. title.
Which everyone was in uproar about this. I read it all.
I don't understand, though.
Dude.
It was a good match.
You bitch about AJ getting the strap at MSG. You guys bitch about Kevin Owens getting the strap back. And then on SmackDown, AJ gets the strap back, and you bitch again. Do you understand how many times the IC title... I know the IC title is not the same as the U.S., but... Back in the Attitude Era, you know how many times the IC title was exchanged between Benoit, Jericho, and Kurt Angle in that time period?
If you go and look at the U.S. title lineage when WWE took it over...
Yeah.
It was a swap. It was like a swap meet.
Yeah, everyone was getting... Eddie had it, Benoit had it. It was just always being flipped around from guy to guy. John Cena had it. You guys got to just chill out. It's really not that big of a deal.
Speaking of John Cena, he had a nice flag match with Rusev. You know what? I like
Rusev a lot.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. I think Rusev compliments him. I do. I think Rusev compliments him a lot. I think it was a decent match. They took it to the outside, which is pretty cool. You know, I think Cena has to do a little more now to... I don't want to say stay relevant, but I think he has to do a little more just to keep it interesting. You know, I think he's going a little extreme and add to the outside. He did it with Brock.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? He did it with a couple of guys. So it's not in his... It's in his wheelbarrow to be a little more extreme,
yeah.
Which I like.
And then you got to keep in mind, you know, John Cena is one of the older guys now. So he's probably going to have to, rely more on the street fights now because, you know, it's safer on the body now.
Yeah. You know, so. If you're going to, you know, the tables are already pre-cut.
Yeah, exactly.
And the spots are there when they rehearse them. So you're not really as reckless as you were 10, 15 years ago.
Correct.
So it really isn't that talented.
I really like Rusev, though. I think he's really good worker.
Yeah, I agree.
I like him a lot.
I agree.
I wish they would give more for him to do. Besides just John Cena.
Well, it's hard when you have this foreign character. It's hard when your character is one-dimensional, but your skill set is...
It's really good.
Right. So it's really hard for him to be any more than what he is now.
I have Dr. Doom's in the house.
What's up, Double D?
I was having a conversation with my boss today, or one of my bosses, and she's a real big wrestling fan.
Okay.
And she was saying that maybe, I don't know how you feel about this, she was like, I think Rusev needs to be a good guy.
Like a Hacksaw Jim Duggan type?
I don't know.
That hardcore? I don't know.
Like she was like, I think Rusev needs to be a babyface. I was like, I don't think it's going to work.
If they turn him babyface, he's got to do like a Nikolai Volkov type of thing.
It would suck.
Yeah, he would suck, I think. He would be like a job boy.
I was telling him that. I like him as a bad guy. He's a really good worker. He's a great bad guy. I think he just needs to do more.
Guys, we're going to be taking calls in a little while after the break. So we just want to hang out with you guys and give back because of last week's nonsense. It's an open mic kind of thing. Well, we'll let you guys know when to call in. Let's see. Oh, okay, this was a good match, too. Sami Zayn beating Mike Kanellis.
I feel bad for Mike Kanellis.
No, I don't feel bad yet. This had to happen. Sami Zayn can't lose all the time. This dude is losing all the time.
But he's the lovable underdog. He reminds me of Spike Dudley.
Or Daniel Bryan.
Right. Where he just loses, but always gets so close to winning those big matches, you know?
Yeah.
But I like Mike Kanell. Like, I'm not a fan of his, but I feel like his character is starting to, like, draw me in a little bit. And I like it.
Yeah.
And Maria's doing a good job, too. She's a great heel manager.
Dude, she's got a... I think she may have the perfect ass. If you guys are ass... I'm not an ass guy. I'm a tit guy. I love titties. We're titty guys.
Yeah,
we like,
of course.
We like titties. But if you're an ass guy, Maria Kanellis might have the perfect ass. That ass is just... It's amazing. I could bounce quarters off of it.
I mean, facially, she's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's not a bad-looking girl.
She's okay.
But that ass... That ass. Oh, I just found the name of the episode.
That ass.
That ass. Yeah, man. She's got a fat ass. That God bless her.
Well, she's Greek. What do you expect?
Hey, listen. I don't care where she's from. She got a nice shit locker. Okay. And, of course, the Punjabi prison match.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Do we have to go over this?
Yeah, we have to.
I think Randy got hurt in this match.
You're a broadcast journalist now, sir.
God damn it.
You have an obligation.
Well, okay.
To the Turnbuckle Throwbacks and to the Shining Wizards Network.
You think Randy got hurt?
No.
No, not. you think it was... Because Don Tony was going over this. I think he got... And he was saying he got hurt, and I thought he got hurt, too.
I don't think he did. If he did, he played it off well. So, Jinder Mahal wins the Punjabi prison match.
Your favorite... You know who helped him out, though? Your favorite wrestler of all time.
Christ. The great Khali.
The great retard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dr. Doom. Naomi has a big, fat, delicious ass.
She does have a big one.
But like, I think if you were carving an ass, you know, for a statue, Maria Kanellis' ass.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she does. And Naomi's got a rat-a-tat-tat-tat ass. You know.
I mean, is it Jay or who's she married to? Jay or Jimmy? Of the Usos.
I don't even know. One of them.
One of them is very lucky, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah. She makes a clap. She makes a clap. That's it. Yeah, so that's the that was the results of the Battleground pay-per-view. Now SummerSlam is coming. Now, do we have all the matches set up for SummerSlam?
Not yet,
right? So what do we have so far for SummerSlam? Do we know?
As of right now, no. I think what's being planned now...
We have Natty and Naomi.
That's done. I think we got the Fatal 4-Way for the Universal title, which is Strowman, Roman.
Strowman.
Roman.
Strowman, Roman, Roman.
Strowman, Roman, Joe.
Strowman, Roman, Joe.
And Lesnar.
And Lesnar.
So that's for the Universal title. You got the women's title on SmackDown. Yeah, man, that's it right now. Can you think of anything else?
I'm assuming Kevin Owens will defend the U.S. title.
AJ's the United States.
Kevin Owens won it from right.
He won it at the pay per view, but AJ got it back on SmackDown this week.
Oh, that's right. So yeah, AJ will be defending it.
I could see maybe like
John Cena, Nakamura.
I could see. I think I'm going to see Nakamura versus Jinder. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. I heard rumors going around that Kevin Owens is going to fight Shane McMahon.
Really?
That's what I heard.
God.
It might be good. Come on. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt for now.
Shane says she has better ass than Maria Kanellis.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, there you go. Okay. I'm not going to say.
I haven't seen Shane's ass in public. I don't know if she wears a costume like that to work.
Okay. I think it's very, was it corporate attire she has to wear?
Corporate attire. I don't think you could put a name tag on that ass.
And then what was the other match I was just thinking about? Fuck. I'm pretty sure the Usos are going to fight the New Day for the titles again.
Yeah.
Because the Usos attacked New Day on SmackDown. And, damn. There's really a lot going on for SummerSlam, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you. Yeah, man. Let's see what's going on here. What else is going on?
Any news?
Let's check the news, shall we? Braun Strowman reportedly apologizes to Karen Jarrett
at
a bar in Nashville. You heard about that?
Oh, dude. What happened to you, Strowman?
I don't know. I'll read it real quick.
You think it's legit, though?
Well, yeah. Wrestling Observer was the...
Yeah.
Damn. Karen Jarrett approached Strowman at a bar, but it's believed that Strowman had no idea who she was. Karen commented that Braun was one of her son's favorite wrestlers and asked for an autograph. Strowman was reportedly rude to Karen and may have sworn at her.
Oh, boy.
This turned into a scene at a bar. Karen immediately cut a major loud promo on Strowman and for blowing her off. So while Karen was ranting at Braun, she mentioned that she was going to tell her son's father, Raw GM Kurt Angle, about what happened. Strowman then changed his tune and said he would sign the autograph, begging Karen not to tell Kurt Angle or anybody else.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. He also apologized to Karen, was still going to tell Kurt anyway, which led to Braun saying he would get on his knees and beg her not to.
Allegedly.
Karen said she was still going to tell Kurt what happened, but Braun got on his knees in front of a bunch of WWE talent and begged Karen not to. Karen said something to the tune of, "You're acting like that because you found out that Kurt Angle is the father of her son, but even if he wasn't, Braun should have not acted like that to a mom who was trying to get an autograph for her son." Braun said she was right and he was sorry.
Wow. What a tool bag. And she's a bitch. So.
Yeah, what a... You know what? I'm going to play the cunt.
Play it.
Hold on. Where's my cunt clip?
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Now you have some more cunt kids.
Yeah, exactly.
She would have to be the cuntiest cunt.
The cuntiest cunt.
The cuntiest cunt I think I've ever heard of. I mean, like, she's like, "I'm going to tell Kurt what you said." Like, you're not even married to the man. Fuck you. Like, who cares? And then Braun. Dude, you're 6'8", 380 fucking pounds. Who gives a flying fuck what Kurt was going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Kurt has no power over you, dick. He's just a storyline general manager. Who cares?
Right.
Whatever, man. You know what? He should never have done that. I would have been like, "Karen, go fuck yourself. Get out of my face." And that's it.
Oh, God.
Fuck it.
Exactly. Put that cigarette out.
Put that cigarette out.
Okay, terrific.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Where's my Jockass sound clip?
Oh, Jockass, that was Tank's clip.
Are you trying to tell me my money's not good enough for you? I find that a little hard to swallow, you Jockass!
Love it.
Let's see in the chat room.
Ooh, Shaylin's calling her a dirty bitch.
Dirty bitch.
She's a cunty cunt.
That's right.
You're a cunt.
I'm sorry.
You're a cunt.
Oh man. Dear Lord.
I got my sounds back.
What else happened this week?
That's basically it. There's a new tag team coming to NXT.
Oh, what's their name? They're actually pretty cool. It's Angelo Dawkins and the other guy. I forgot the other guy's name.
Montez Ford, right?
The
Street Profits.
Yeah, they look pretty cool. Yeah. Speaking of NXT, how cool is Velveteen Dream? I like him.
I don't dislike him.
I like him.
Give me a couple of more weeks to let it marinate. I'll get back to you.
Dude, I like him.
I don't have a feeling for him yet.
And he's only 21. He looks like he's 30. He's only 21 years old.
Is it because you're such a big macho man, Mark?
No, I think he's not even that. He reminds me of Prince. He reminds me of Macho Man, and he reminds me a little bit of Darren Young when he was No Days Off Darren Young. His elbow drop is called Purple Rain. I'm sorry. Come on.
Hey, where'd you get that elbow drop?
I got it from a Negro.
Yeah.
Sorry. I need my own bell now. I need to go buy one.
You want to use mine?
No, you can use it. It's fine.
Okay. I have an extra one. When I find it, it's yours. So we can both have bells.
There you go. Yeah. And now Drew McIntyre will be challenging Bobby Roode for the NXT title.
At TakeOver, right?
I think that's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
I know you're not a big Drew guy, but Drew McIntyre.
I'm not a Drew McIntyre guy at all.
He's fucking great in the ring. I like him a lot. I used to hate him. Now I'm into him. And the AOP is going up against fucking Sanity.
Yes. Of all.
Is it just me? Do I find Sanity boring as fuck?
You do find Sanity boring. I like Eric Young. I know you don't.
I don't see the appeal.
I'm an Eric Young guy. I always was.
He's a good worker.
I like their music.
I don't.
And I like the chick Insanity.
Nikki Cross is good.
Dude, I told you she's a bump machine.
She's awesome. She's the only thing I like about that group.
Yeah.
But, like, this guy, Killian Dane, and the other...
They replaced the one guy.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I like the guy that was before him. I like the guy that was before him.
I don't like this group. I hate it. I don't like Eric Young. He's okay. I think he should be like a coach on NXT. And Nikki Cross is the best. Is the highlight of that group. That's it. AOP. I like the Goon Squad. The Goon Squad is fucking good.
Yeah, man.
They fucked those two up. I was like, yeah, motherfucker, knock those motherfuckers out. I hate them. Now, yeah. Who's the baby face in that?
I don't care. Do we care at this point?
I don't, because nah. I hope the AOP knocks them the fuck out. I hate them.
Yeah, Precious Paul will have them ready. No worries about that. No worries about that. Gargano's coming back. They did a promo for him.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
How much longer until Tommaso? Is it early 2018?
Yeah, you're looking at... They said WrestleMania. So it's like February or March.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, he's in a bad shape.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's injured. Oh, also, I've read that... I know it's been going around, rumors, but I think they're close... what do you call it? Donovan Dijak.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that link, right?
That might be... I think he's just finishing up a couple of dates, and he's NXT bound.
You know, I think Ring of Honor dropped the ball on him, and I told
you... Oh, he's so good.
I know, I told you. He reminds me of...
Mike Awesome, dude.
Well, Mike Awesome, and hear me out, Sean O'Hare.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, absolutely.
Big.
So athletic.
Athletic, tall.
Great in the ring.
Good physique.
Yes.
You know, once he learns how to use a microphone,
he's so good.
The sky's the limit for him, man.
Another guy, and you know what's going on right now? Is that Ring of Honor is, I think, throwing legal shit at WWE for offering their guy contracts.
Well, not everybody gets guaranteed contracts in Ring of Honor, though, so...
War Machine does, and and WWE said that they had contracts ready for War Machine once their ROH deals expire.
Their ROH deal did expire.
It did.
They're exclusively New Japan now.
Oh, so just New Japan right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But WWE wants those two. They want them bad.
And if they do, they better keep them like that.
Oh, dude. War Machine and oh, my God.
They just defended the belt at G1 again against the Gorillas of Destiny.
Oh, I love the Gorillas of Destiny. I love that team.
Yeah. Speaking of New Japan, the G1 Climax number 27 is going down. The 8th night just concluded a couple hours ago.
In pre-production, I can't believe you shocked me with that news, man.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get into it.
Oh, my God.
The prelim matches. Yo, Zack Sabre beat Bad Luck Fale a couple days ago.
No way!
Yeah.
That big behemoth?
Yeah, it was a good match, man. He took a beating and then beat him with a roll-up.
You know, I'm all Bullet Club. I'm a big Bullet Club guy, so...
Yeah, but with New Japan, though, there's so many other factions, you know? So it's so dope.
Yeah.
In the prelim, Zack Sabre and El Desperado, they're from Suzuki Gun.
Yeah.
And they beat Umino and Narita when Desperado submitted Narita with the stretch muffler.
Wow.
Yeah. Makabe and Taguchi defeated Yuji Nagata... And Kawato.
I love Yuji Nagata.
He's
love that guy.
He's a scrappy looking veteran now.
He's what, 50 now?
He's got to be 50.
He's so fucking good.
When Taguchi submitted Kawato with the ankle lock.
Okay.
So, Bullet Club, Bad Luck Fale, Takahashi, and Chase Owens. Remember, I couldn't get the guy's name last week that teamed up with Kenny Omega. It was Chase Owens.
He's still around?
He's in Bullet Club.
No, he's not.
He's big time in Bullet Club.
How long?
For a couple of months now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it's Takahashi, Chase Owens, Bad Luck Fale defeated Kota Ibushi, Oka, and Kitamura when Owens pinned Oka with a package pile driver. And he was teaming up with Kenny Omega a few days ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. They fought, I told you, they fought Suzuki Gun.
Yes.
Naito and Bushi. From Los Ignobles de Japón. I got it now. I got it down to a science.
See, look.
See? Defeated Ishii and Gato when Bushi counted the Gato clutch into a jackknife. Yoshihashi and Hirooki Goto defeated Tanahashi and Dave Finley when Goto pinned Finley with the GTR.
Really?
All right. So now we're going to the tournament.
Oh, my God.
Your B block. Tamatanga beat Juice Robinson.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
So
I'm,
not.
I'm sorry. Not good. I'm go really, ahead. I'm really happy with Juice Robinson going to New Japan.
Did you read that article?
Which
that
one?
He's the future of New Japan.
Yes, I did.
You did read that, right?
Yeah.
I
he's like I'm proud of him because he went from NXT being nothing on NXT, and now he's just he's good. He's good where he's at right now. He's in a good spot. I like him.
Yeah.
I'll continue. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I need input. Sonata beat Yano.
Oh God, I hate Sonata.
I know you
him.
Hate Sonata. I love him.
Fuck him.
I love Sonata.
So
I do.
Boring. Ugh.
I like him.
I don't know who's more boring, Naito or him. I like Naito better.
It was by countout, and New Japan has done three in this tournament, and they really don't do them at all.
Okay.
So again, that New Japan booking we were talking about is crazy. Evil.
Evil. I like him. He's a big, thick dude, man.
Defeated Minoru Suzuki.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. He hit him with the STO. Based off this win, Evil will probably be in contention for the NEVER title later on in the fall.
Okay.
Kazuchika Okada defeated Kojima, which was a really good match.
That's your boy.
Yeah, it's dude. He's the best wrestler in the world right now. I'm sorry.
I think Kenny's better.
People say Kenny Omega's better, but Okada.
They're neck and neck. Let's be honest, though. Those two.
He's one, and Kenny Omega's a close two. And then comes AJ Styles, and like you want to talk best. I'm talking. Okada has got every single thing going for him right now. He wins matches he's supposed to win. They book him like that. And no matter what he's in, either it's a tag team or a singles, the dude always comes. He always shines. They always find a way to make their champion look like a champion. And he is fucking phenomenal. No pun intended to DJ Styles. And here's the upset right here. Michael Elgin defeats Kenny Omega.
I was so shocked when he told me this.
One of the better matches in the tournament.
Those guys, they have great chemistry, those two. Remember the G1 in LA?
Yeah.
Dude, they knocked the shit out of each other in that match, dude.
Here's the finish. You ready for this?
Go.
So Elgin went for a burning hammer, right?
Okay.
Omega escapes it. Then Elgin responds with two back suplexes. He went for a burning hammer one more time, and he executed it for the win. Elgin cuts a promo after the match saying he's been wrestling half his life, and G1 was the most important tournament he's ever been a part of because anyone could beat anyone at any given time. And he promised that Big Mike would win the G1 Classic. Climax. So here's the standings right now.
Okay.
If you guys aren't following. In the A block, Naito has 6 points. Sabre has 6 points. Tanahashi has 6 points. Kota Ibushi, Goto, Fale, Ishii, Makabe have all 4 points.
Okay.
Hashi has 2. Yuji Nagata has none. Okay?
Okay.
Here's the B block. And it's all close, dude. Okada, 8. Omega, 6. Evil, 6. Suzuki, 4. Tamatanga, 4. Sonata, 4. Elgin, 4. Juice Robinson, 2. Yano, 2. And Kojima has none.
By the way, did you see the promo that Tama did?
Yes.
My God, dude. Yes. He was on point with that promo.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes, he was. So there you go. We'll have the results when they're done. They're almost done. It's kind of hard to follow some of these. When you watch them, they're like 4 hours long. And they're not all tournament matches. They're all like tag teams and shit, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you get lost in it.
What do you think of New Japan actually solidifying like a TV deal?
Yeah, it's fine.
Like a legitimate TV deal. Do you think it will happen anytime soon?
Not in the States.
You don't think so?
No, Access will just keep doing the Access thing.
Oh, man.
Well, no, they'll probably do more in terms of live stuff. Like
okay, what about pay-per-views now? Because they do the Wrestle Kingdom pay-per-view, which is fine. But you don't think they'll do something like...
If anything, it'll be G1. It'll be Wrestle Kingdom G1, and that's it. They don't really do big pay-per-views. G1 is their... G1 and G1 Climax and Wrestle Kingdom are like their Survivor Series, their Rumble, their everything. They don't do like the big ones like we do here. They do a bunch... they do a lot of stuff over there.
I wish they would make more bigger moves into the States because WWE needs some legitimate competition.
Wait till 18. Let's wait until they get that office in Cali.
Okay.
They're going to open a dojo in Cali.
I thought they had one already.
Not here.
Really?
It starts in 18.
Okay. I thought they had one already. I don't know why.
No. Let them do it here. And then all your stuff will come to fruition. I think they'll have more stuff going on. They'll have more TV. If it, because listen, dude, it's a fucking 8 or 10 hour difference.
It is.
Whatever it is.
Even if we get it taped, I don't care.
That's the thing, though, dude. Nobody's going to pay for a pre-recorded pay-per-view.
No, not the pre. I'm not talking about the pay-per-views. But I'm talking about like an actual like New Japan's version of Raw or New Japan's version of SmackDown or not even that. New Japan's version of like Superstars. You know. To showcase their talent.
Let's see what this deal has with the U.S. title and the U.S. offices opening up in Cali.
That title is probably the most beautiful title I've seen in a long time.
It's pretty.
I like it. Me and you saw it up close with the boys.
Yeah,
you know?
My kid touched it.
Your kid was very happy.
He still brags about it.
That title's fucking gorgeous, dude. It's a really nice looking belt.
I agree. So before we go to break and come back, we'll take some calls. And all that other nonsense. You texted me today. You read some bogus news site.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. So Choppy sends me a text message. I just read something and it's crazy. I just read that the WWE wants to put Raw and SmackDown exclusively on the network without a TV deal. And so my question to you is, A, will it get more subscribers? Because that's what they want to do. If that's the main goal.
That's their goal.
Right? And B, can mainstream TV, can you get wrestling on a weekly basis and have it more popular than ever not being on TV?
Here's my thing. I think they'll get more subscribers because there are fans out there that have yet to subscribe to the WWE Network. And if they want to see Raw and if they want to see SmackDown, the only way to watch it would be on the network. Now if you want to count Hulu, well, Hulu gets the 90-minute show, which you enjoy a lot. You like watching the Hulu version of Raw because you think it's really nice to watch.
Yeah, it's because it's not fucking 3 hours. It's condensed.
Exactly. I think that we get more subscribers, and I think they would probably eliminate that whole thing about being PG eventually if they go to the network, because you could do more on a network as opposed to TV. I don't know if you agree with me on that.
If you agree with me on what? I'm sorry.
If they were going to the network exclusively, and they would have more freedom to do whatever they wanted on their show. I know they still have a PG rating. They have the PG up to the TVMA on the network. If the shows were a part of the network exclusively, I think they would have more freedom to do whatever they want without offending people all the time.
Yeah, that's...
It's a possibility.
That's a possibility. I just think that I don't know if the casual fan will pay the monthly fee. The casual fan is still buying pay-per-views. The casual fan is still watching Raw and SmackDown on the hardcore people will definitely...
Of course.
You know, but they'll get more subscribers, which I think is, you know...
They'll definitely get more subscribers, I believe.
Yeah.
Now, what's the subscription numbers right now? Are they still in the millions?
I have no idea. I'd have to get that. I'd have to look that up.
Okay.
So, give a shout out to Dan Lopez. He's wearing our shirt today.
Oh, man. I love Dan.
He posted a...
Handsome Dan's great.
Handsome Dan's Lopez. Handsome Dan Lopez is a staple. The smartest man not in pro wrestling. That's his gimmick. Listen to Dan on the WLW Studios.
Yep.
Their site, their home base, home of the Midnight Jury. As well,
we should have him on here one time.
Oh yeah, well,
I would like to. I would like to pick his brain.
Well, the Midnight Jury moved their studios to North Jersey.
Oh, he already moved?
Yes.
No way. Where?
I don't know exactly where. But we'll reach out to Mike. It's gonna happen.
Really?
Yeah. Midnight Throwbacks is definitely gonna happen.
Oh, dude, we got
to
do this.
We have to make it happen. So, Mike, if you're listening, get at me. And we'll get Dan. Dan's been on the show already. We'll get Lopez back.
I want to pick his brain.
He's a West Coast guy, so it's a bit of a difference.
Yeah, I know. It's like a 3 hour difference.
So we got to get Dan back on the show. But he called a few times. Speaking of calls, we're gonna take calls. We take a quick break.
Okay.
Terminal Throwbacks. You want to call in? It's one after the break. It's 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Or you want to join us on Skype? It's all one word: Throwbacks and Awfulness. We're going to be right back, take a quick break, and Lord Alfred Hayes will help us out.
Yep.
What's so? Hold on a minute then. It's...
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, this is Innovative Selfie, Sonny Ono, on Turnbuckles Throwbacks, and it's the best information on professional wrestling.
Work, I'm wrong, get your third eye blown. My balls and my word, it's all I own. Scheme team syndicate, assassinate the magistrate. Southern Cali Caliphate, born to make haters hate. Rambo Commando, Iraq, Vietnam. Fast like Ramadan, blast like atomic bomb. Cash rule Babylon, the road less traveled on. Pentagram, Pentagon, Megaton, way beyond subliminal visual. Facts that are actual, supreme mathematical. God's on sabbatical.
Yeah, man.
Yo.
All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on the rant.
I really like that song.
Yeah, Wallpoint Industries.
Yeah.
That's Everlast.
Everlast is really good on
this. Sick Jason and Divine Styler. They put the whole album up for free. You can download it for free.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Definitely better than Jay-Z.
Are you still on the Jay-Z shit?
Fuck Jay-Z.
Fuck you, man.
It's like what you said. If Biggie was alive, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Well, you keep starting this conversation. You keep bringing up old shit, as my brother would say. You're bringing up old shit.
I don't care.
Oh. Anyway.
Gay-Z sucks.
Oh, Gay-Z says. Yeah, you guys want to chime in? 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Skype, throwbacks, all one word. Throwbacks and awfulness. So, all right. So, shut that off for a second. Cabron.
Hey, look at you busting out the Spanish.
Well, no, he said it, so.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Yeah, I could speak a little Spanglish. Or Spickanese.
Mira, you speaky Spanish.
You speaky Spanish?
You speaky.
I like when I get a call at work, an emergency call. Speaky Spanish? When I call, I go, EMS, you have an emergency. Speaky Spanish? Oh, un momento, por favor. And I got to get him a translator, because I don't speaky Spanish all the time. So
my Spanish is somewhat okay.
Yeah, but you speak Portuguese. It's all fucking broken Spanish.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much what Portuguese is. That's got to be a fuck. So, let me ask you a question, since you're bilingual. How long did it take you to learn the language? Because you were...
Correct.
Right. But your parents spoke to you in yes. Portuguese, right? Mm-hmm. Both your parents.
Yep.
How long... So, you adapted it, like, right away as a kid? Like, you picked up words, or was it, like...
Well, when I was three, I started imitating whatever my parents said.
Oh.
And then I was also watching my cartoons. I was watching cats. I was watching my Voltron.
Yeah, of course.
Watching all that stuff. My He-Man.
Right.
And I picked up phrases, and then for some reason, I just figured out what each word meant on my own. Because you got to keep in mind, when you're a toddler, you're like a sponge. You're like this thing that just soaks up information, and then you pick up a language very easily. Now, Spanish I picked up because, like you said, it's similar to Portuguese, because when I started working in the restaurant business... A lot of the cooks in the kitchen all spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
So eventually I just picked it up. And there's like certain words that are the same and there's others that are not the same. You know, it's like French and Creole. Creole is a different language.
It's totally like a broken French. So correct. Portuguese is like a broken Spanish.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Because I always wondered, like, you know, they spoke Italian, but by the time I got to my mom... Like, I have parents, great-grandparents, my grandparents, they spoke Italian. But it was like, Mom, they didn't do it in the house all the time. Only when they curse and didn't want you to know something.
Of course.
So.
What do you call it? You know what was the craziest thing I saw this week? So, I was in Corona on Monday, right? When we had that crazy snowstorm.
Yeah.
And I was, that whole neighborhood right there is all Spanish.
It's very Spanish.
It's Colombians and Dominicans right there.
Well, it's well, no, Jackson Heights is Central and South American. So you got Nicaragua, you got Ecuadorian.
It was a melting pot of
Argentina.
Like,
you have a lot of, it's all like Central and South American, Mexican.
Wait, this is the funniest thing. One of the locations that we were at, it was a cell phone store, right? And it was two women. I don't know where they're from. They spoke Spanish, obviously, but I didn't. Don't know which country they're from. I didn't ask.
Right.
They had a Chinese guy in the store. I thought he was working there. I thought he was the owner. My man comes up to me, right? And he starts talking Spanish. I've never seen a Chinese dude speak Spanish to me. And I was like, I was almost weird by it. I was just like, you speak Spanish? And he's like, see? I'm like, okay.
212, you're on the air.
Who's this?
Tu hablas español?
Oh, mira, cabrón!
Uptown in the house!
What up?
What's up, kid?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. You know, we're doing the do. How you doing?
I'm chilling, baby. I'm just finished watching the Yankees kicking ass right now.
Oh, boy.
Did Tampa Bay play Duda or no?
No, I don't think they played him yet. No.
Yeah, I'm happy they got him.
No, I'm seriously, man. What would it take for the Yankees to get Jacob DeGrom, man?
That's never going to happen. But the Yankees, I thought the Yankees in Oakland were going to swap for Sonny Gray and Alonso. You covered first base.
But they're asking for our kid Torres down at the minors. I think he's hurt right now. We're like, fuck no.
Yo, bro, me and Choppy went to the Yankee game on June 3rd, right? And
yes,
Aaron Judge hit a shot so hard he broke furniture in the fucking stadium. And I'm telling you, bro, it was crazy.
My man's on that juice, man. I'm telling you, he's on something.
Dude, I'll take it. I don't care. But listen, check this out. I said it at the beginning of the season. I'll be happy with a wild card. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be hard, man. If especially if Boston starts to run away with it. I know you guys are like only like a half a game out, but.
Yeah. Well, but we definitely need to make a pitch. We need to make a trade for a starting pitcher. Definitely.
Definitely need a starting pitcher. If that kid Bird wasn't hurt, you definitely would need it. Now you need a nice hitting first baseman.
Yeah.
But the Alonso, the kid from Oakland, that'd be a nice pickup for you guys. You know. But
oh, definitely. Man. Phil, why can't you just apply for the Yankee GM, man? Would you take the job if they offered you good money to be the Yankee GM?
No, I would.
If you did some sports show, seriously, G. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that makes sense.
If I had the time, well, I want to do a baseball podcast, and I think at the end of this season, I'm gonna look into getting the logistics in terms of doing that. I just have to find the time. But Cashman's a good GM, bro.
I love him. He makes moves.
He makes the moves. I mean, he's got. It's not even about the Steinbrenners anymore. We know how. We all know Steinbrenner's son's a fucking lunatic. But we also know that Cashman's making the deals, man. You know, so I think he's trying to be economical in an era where teams aren't spending a shit ton of money. Everybody's not being the Dodgers. Everybody's not being the Yankees. Everybody's not being the Red Sox. Nobody else is spending that kind of money. You know? But when he's not spending money year in and year out anymore, Yankee fans are starting to panic because, you know, the guys are spoiled. You know, you guys are making all the money.
I was just going to say that that's a spoiled generation. But for once, I feel good, like, with some of the guys that we got. Like, dude, I'll be honest. I was playing for a wild card this year, not for division. I'd be happy if we made the playoffs. You know what I mean? I don't want to get into the spending thing that I was used to, you know, in the early 2000s. Let's face it. Steinbrenner was just, like, on a rant. You know what I mean? Spending money.
Yeah, everybody was.
And I hated winning championships like that, you know? I like bringing up from what we have in the court.
If you know when you're homegrown, and the Yankees did it homegrown with four or five guys in those championship runs in the 90s and early 2000s, it's a win-win when you get them homegrown. You can't get them homegrown all the time, but all the deals they made, they got kids now. They got Frazier, they got Judge, they got Bird. You know, and now their bullpen is solidified. That bullpen, I mean, your starting pitching sucks. But that bullpen that bullpen's disgusting. You may have the best bullpen in baseball right now.
Since we're like on homegrown talent, you know, I just wanted to reference show that we are NXT right now. You know, I've been hearing a lot of like, you know, and it's true. It's like the talent in NXT hasn't been what it has been. But like I love to follow NXT. You know what I mean? And I think it's as good as it's been, you know what I'm saying? And my question is to you, Phil, is like, what do you think the WWE has done right now? Do you think they hurt themselves right now, taking the talent out of NXT right now, putting them on the main roster when they could have had them there right now? Because like the talent that they have right now, the way I see it right now, certain dudes that got called up to the main roster, whether it be tag teams and individuals, I mean, maybe you might understand where I'm coming from right now, that if they were still in NXT, it could have been like, wow, you know what I mean? It you could have had like a lot of like, you know, a good matchups and whatnot. For example, like, I'll give you a, like, I felt like American Alpha coming up too early. You know, if they would have stood in NXT, it would have been good right now.
I agree with
what's
you.
What's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I use them as an example, or like an Apollo Crews. I feel like the way Apollo Crews has been lost in the main roster, You know what I mean? He could have been good still in NXT. You know what I mean? Like, he maybe had a little more growth up in there to come up, you know, before they called him up. Well, anyway, you know, that was my question that I wanted to call you guys with. You know what I'm saying? And I want to tell Choppy congratulations, you know. God bless, you know. You know, looking forward to see the pictures of Lil Logan when he's in this world right now. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother.
So, you know. Oh, and by the way, I got my tickets to NXT. Hopefully I bump into you guys in TakeOver. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to shout you guys out. Love the show, man.
Thank you, brother. I agree with you on Apollo Crews, bro. I really do. I think that he was called up way too soon. I mean, they just saw
Definitely. A
big dude that was very athletic, and they were like, "Yo, we got to get this guy in the main roster." But he didn't have a character yet. Why are you going to bring up a dude who's so good and so talented, but you know he can't talk in the mic? That's for sure. And he hasn't developed a character yet, and then just like that, and now he's got lost in the shuffle. Another thing, American Alpha, who was a great fucking tag team in NXT, and then you
love them.
They're great. And now they got lost in the shuffle on SmackDown. You split them up. I think now they're putting they got these two guys in the right direction. I think Chad Gable's going to be the bigger star of Jason, bigger than Jason Jordan, honestly, because he's a better talker on the mic and he's a better wrestler. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, you just used two examples of Triple H guys.
They are
American Alpha and Apollo Crews of all Triple H guys.
Correct.
So, you know. That's kind of Dr. Doom trying to call him and trying to get you in the call. So
I think that the problem with NXT is what you said, Georgie. I mean, they called up way too many guys, man. They should, and I've also heard rumors they're thinking about doing a draft again, but this time they're going to throw in main roster guys back to NXT. I don't know if you heard about that. How do you feel about that?
Well, definitely. Well, you know what I was thinking about right now? The whole Maria Kanellis and Mike Kanellis thing. That shit will work out, I think, more in NXT right now than it would in SmackDown. Because, to be honest, I felt like Miz getting traded, you know, whatever it was, the shakedown, him going to Raw, that hurt SmackDown. Miz and his lady, that was their show. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, like, you know, that's how I felt. But definitely, like. With certain talent going back to SmackDown, to NXT, I could see that, like, if they're going to do something like that, like, I think it was you, Choppy, that posted something, I'm sure if it was you, but, like, a guy like a Dolph Ziggler would benefit if he went to NXT.
I agree.
You know what I mean? For an example, you know what I mean? I definitely agree with you on that. You know, I was thinking of somebody else.
It worked with a lot of guys, though. It worked with a lot of guys, too. Remember when Cesaro went back to NXT?
Yeah.
And he had some amazing matches.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
What happened to him now.
Match. They had like a 2 out of 3. Wasn't it like a 2 out of 3 matches?
Yeah.
And whatnot.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But definitely, for sure. Like, I was thinking of guys like that. But then, like, then you think about guys that they cut. I think the certain guys that they cut from their roster too soon. Like, I like Jack Swagger. I never know why they got rid of Jack Swagger. But, like, you know, yeah, I'm one of them guys that kind of like Jack Swagger. I wish they never got rid of him. Like, he would have been a guy that could have benefited going back to NXT. You know what I mean?
I thought Jack Swagger had a lot of upside when he was with Zeb Coulter. Because him and Dutch were so good together. And then for him to just break away from Dutch to be by himself. We all know that, you know, Jack was not a very good talker on the mic. But in the ring, he was a good worker. I enjoyed his work.
Hold on, we have a Skype issue. Hold on a minute. Oh, this is ridiculous. I hate Skype.
George, you still there?
Hold on a second.
It's okay.
I think we lost him. Hold on.
Sorry, Georgie.
Hold on a minute. Dr. Doom, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, hold on a second. Let me try to add Uptown Georgie again. Damn it. Hold on a minute. Oh, balls. I hate fucking Skype, dude. I really do. Okay, let's add him. Give me 1 second. Talk to Dr. Doom.
Double D, you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How y'all doing tonight?
Nothing much, man. How you doing? What would you like to talk about tonight, my friend?
Well, has anybody seen that Manny Fernandez shoot?
Manny Fernandez had a shoot?
Interview, yeah.
What was it about?
Oh, he talking about all types of stuff, man. I guess he's going to be talking about what he did to that Invader 1 or whatever, or 3. I just wanted to see if y'all knew anything about that.
No. Like,
it's a new shoot coming out, so it's... I seen it today on U-Shoot.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I haven't gotten it yet, but I seen the trailer. I don't know if it came out. I might go and buy it tonight and watch it.
No, I got to check it out. I didn't even know he was coming out with another shoot, but I'll check it out, definitely, man. What do you call it? Georgia was just talking about NXT. What are your thoughts on the current roster of NXT? And what are your thoughts on them possibly bringing out some main roster guys to NXT?
Well, it depends on who some of the main roster guys like. Let's see, they probably put Gable back down there.
Okay.
Some guys need to go, but they got to fix a lot of these storylines. It's stale. They need to shake it up real good.
Do you feel NXT has been the victim of all these draft picks that SmackDown Raw got?
I think it reminds me of the old territories. Okay. That they raided their own territory so bad that they basically killed the brand.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I was just telling Georgie before that when they back in 2012, when they started bringing in some main roster guys like Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, and how those two were having amazing matches with anybody down there, and then they went back up to the main roster, and then, you know, obviously Tyson is not back. He's retired. But Cesaro has had a pretty good career so far. And my thoughts is, besides Gable, do you think, like, maybe I was thinking maybe like Dolph Ziggler at one point, because they're not doing anything with that guy.
I'm hearing Dolph might not even be there no more, man.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I was hearing another podcaster talking about he might be leaving.
Wow, that's crazy.
Might go to like New Japan or something. Man.
Really, New Japan?
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. I'd be interested in that.
They're not showcasing his talent.
Yeah, he's such a good worker, too. I really like that guy. I mean, his highest point is when he beat Del Rio for the World Heavyweight title back in, like, I think it was 2013, I think it was.
Yeah, and then damn Jack Swagger had to do a damn super kick to hurt him.
Oh, dude, I was so upset about that. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I hate when they, like, when people going around saying Finn Balor's injury prone. And nobody else has seen this, ever since he's hurt Finn, you have not seen that damn buckle powerbomb from Seth Rollins, have you?
You're right. I mean, remember when he hurt Sting with that thing, and then he hurt Finn Balor? He's hurt a lot of guys with that move. I mean, the one injury that...
Kevin Owens don't even do that. They don't even do that buckle powerbomb, if you really notice, no
not
more.
Not anymore, no. I do feel that Seth Rollins is just, you know... He's the one who does the move, but, like, you can't really blame the guy. I mean, the other guy who's taking it also has to know how to bump properly. But, you know, it was a shame. It was an accident. And
when y'all talking about that Randy Orton and Riff Rogers thing, some of these moves these guys do on the indies, yeah, they do it all the time, but it's still a dangerous move. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have an issue. Like, I don't like moves like that when it's dangerous. Like, to me, it's like you're trying to hurt somebody with a powerbomb on an apron. It just doesn't look good to me.
No,
I mean, for the shock value, but in terms of like wrestling, it's, you know.
Let me ask you something. What are some moves that you missed? Like, even a simple move. Like,
I missed a pile driver.
I missed a pile driver too.
I missed a pile driver. It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. The spike pile driver. You're supposed to be off TV for a couple weeks and show back up with a neck brace.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. That's how you do it.
Remember when Hawk, you would take a pile driver and he'd just stand right up after taking the pile driver?
Insane.
It was, oh, man. I missed the pile driver. I missed, like, certain submission holds I missed, too.
What was the knee when they Arn Anderson used to do it? It was Terry Funk's finishing move.
Oh, the spinning toe hold you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, spinning toe hold.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Arn Anderson spine buster.
Oh, dude! Yeah. If you watch Carl Anderson, he nails a sick spine buster. Now I like.
Yeah, he's the only one that does it. I think. Oh, Michael Elgin does it too, though. Does he? Yeah, once in a while he does.
I like Michael Elgin's Dr. Bomb though.
Oh yeah,
his Dr. Bomb is sick.
Yes.
Oh, I got one for you.
What's that?
That goddamn octopus stretch.
Yeah, that was. I like that. Yes.
What about? No one does a shoulder breaker anymore.
I missed that too. Remember when the. Was it Godfather used to do it?
Yeah. No one does a shoulder breaker anymore.
Yeah.
What kind shoulder of shit is breaker, that?
Stalling and suplexes.
You know what?
Cesaro do it.
Was it, you know which move I really miss, but I think it's not done well because I don't think people can do it? Remember Bobby Eaton's diving knee drop?
Of course. Oh, God. Of course.
That's speaking of that, when I was talking about that Manny Fernandez shooter interview.
Yeah.
They showed the footage when he hit that guy with that knee drop.
Really?
Was it a shoot or was it a kayfabe that happened?
What do you mean, the guy getting hurt, you mean?
Yeah, was it Invader 3 after Bruce Brody's death?
Oh. Because
they go into detail about it, like, really. Like, he said that he was supposed to go down there and wrestle, I think, Invader 1, but they end up changing his tickets and stuff. But that's what I wanted to call in about.
No, I don't know.
I didn't know that either.
No, I know of the incident. I just don't know if it was kayfabe or not.
Well, have you seen it?
What the match? You mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I know definitely they actually had the shooter interview with Manny Fernandez, and he's talking about that.
You got to send me that link, dude. I want to see that interview. I want to see that shoot.
Yeah, if it's there, I'm gonna I'll buy it.
Would you see it online?
It was on YouTube.
Yeah,
you said the trailer.
They got the trailer online.
Oh, the trailer. Have, okay.
The shoot just came out.
Oh, it just came out.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. Sorry, George. Uptown George, you messaged me. I'm sorry, dude. I tried. He's on a landline. That's why I couldn't add him.
That's it sucks.
It's all right, though. He got his point across.
I'm trying to think of other moves that I miss from the old wrestling days.
The atomic knee drop.
Yeah, that was good.
Back breaks.
Do you remember? Like, Do you see a simple back breaker anymore? Like the one that Brett used to do.
Nope.
Those are great to watch, man. Even a simple move, man. I miss those. Like that's another thing that's missing in this wrestling today. Is just you don't have to do the flips all over the place.
Or the simple the finger tie, the test of strength.
Oh yeah, remember those? The test of strength were great.
The baby face will look at the heel, and they'll look to the crowd, and they'll lock fingers up.
Yes. Yeah. You don't see that anymore, man. I miss those days. It's a lost art.
Punch, kick, punch.
That it is. Even a simple arm bar. Like, yep.
Well, I mean, you still see some of that stuff, but it's not as frequent as it used to be.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because an armbar,
of course.
Like, if they used enough psychology, you can actually make the armbar look vicious and debilitating to a guy if they did it right, you know?
Because it used to always start off as a scientific wrestling match, then about 5 or 10 minutes in, they'll start brawling a little bit, or a punch will get through.
That's why I still watch all these old WCW, NWA pay-per-views, because those matches were on point, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Any other, any other news that you might have heard over the week in regards to wrestling? Because I didn't hear anything else.
It's been more sports. I've been in contact with Will, about, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so angry at my Knicks.
Oh. Well, y'all might be getting the prize, so.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's so complicated with the salary cap and shit, you know.
Yeah, but you guys finally got rid of Phil Jackson, didn't you?
Yeah, so, but
then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was to me. It was too quick. I mean, he might have did some stuff, but now they talk. Carmelo wants to start getting traded, so it's just why did you go through this whole thing with Phil if you wanted to still be traded?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And that's why I was like, it's spite. Like, it's only a few people was calling. Nobody's called Carmelo out for that. And I think that's BS. Because he's kind of, you know, everybody who's friends with LeBron, you know, they're going to do what LeBron wants because they disrespected him and stuff. But I think Phil got the wrong end of the deal. You look back in hindsight.
I was trying to defend the Kyrie move at work because a lot of my coworkers are thinking that it wouldn't be a good deal. And I think it would be fantastic, especially him with the new kids and all the other nonsense. Yeah. But I think it's just a salary cap issue. If you can get rid of Carmelo and free up some of that money, or get Kyrie and keep Carmelo, which might be a task, because then they would probably want something back like Porzingis or something like that. You don't want to give him up. So I don't know.
It's not enough ball for those two. I would give up Carmelo for Kyrie and just swap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who's that young kid that in the Knicks team that we're thinking about trading? He's tall, like
29.
Is that who it is?
He's a European kid.
He's good, man.
He's a 7-footer. He can shoot.
He's so young.
He's got hands. If he gains 20 pounds, he can be the next Dirk Nowitzki.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
He just needs somebody with a work ethic, and Carmelo Anthony is not that kind of guy.
No, not anymore. Anyway,
how old is Carmelo?
I can see Kyrie working with him, and that would have been a good partnership for, you know.
Well, you can debate all this with Will every Monday night. Cheap plug for the sports report. I know football camps are opening this week.
Yeah.
So everybody's getting excited for football.
My Giants are going to do good this season.
You think so?
They got an easy schedule.
They're not. I'm sorry.
They got an easy schedule.
No, I'm going to tell you this
right
now.
The cream of the
crop.
Y'all
biggest problem is y'all best weapon. Odell is y'all best. It's y'all problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, man. I think, well, the Giants do have an easy schedule.
They got an easy schedule, brother.
Yeah.
So
that's not the schedule. I think the guy's going to cause your problems. That's what I meant.
Well, like, and he's got, Eli's got some more weapons too this year. We'll see what happens.
Can't wait.
We'll see what happens. There's a lot of controversy in that conference, in that division, man, with Dallas and the Skins, Kirk Cousins. The Eagles are, you know, creeping now with that new quarterback. You know,
let's see how the preseason shapes up, because the preseason is always what's going to let us know what happens in the regular season. I can't wait for the Giants. This season's going to be good.
Yeah. Football's going to be fun this year. We're going to have a draft online.
Your gold and purple guys are going to be good this season, too.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Come on.
We'll see what happens.
Got to be positive.
It's going to be, you know, they're calling them to be 8-8. I don't know.
It's a new season, man. Let's see.
I'm excited, dude. I always get excited for a new season. I just don't think the Vikings are going to be amazingly good. I think they'll do okay. They got a nice new running back core. You know, Bradford's got a season under his belt with that playbook with a new OC. So we'll see what happens there. It's like every sport preseason, everybody's optimistic. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Dr. Doom, who's your team again?
Redskins.
He's a Redskins guy.
Oh, fuck you and your Redskins.
I love this.
I'm trying to be nice.
I'm joking.
I love this though, because we got Dr. Doom, he's a Skins fan. We got your Giants fan. Tony C's a Cowboy fan.
Why is Tony C a Cowboys fan?
Our boy Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio, he's an Eagles fan.
Wow.
So our whole division is, you know, is like, it, you guys, we have different fans that are a fan of the shows.
Yo, Doom, I honestly think you guys would have had a shot if RG3 didn't get injured that one season, man. That
double D. Because Michael Shanahan.
Shanahan was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He is a piece of shit. I'm sorry. I have, even Doom will agree with me on this, man.
Yeah.
He should never let RG3 play like that. Come on.
Not that. He's never developed a quarterback.
And RG3 was a
John Elway.
But you want to know something? I felt like RG3 was going to be the next Michael Vick, because he was so good in his first season. I was looking at this kid, I was like, my God, he's so fucking fast. So, I mean, it's a shame what happened to him. I hope you guys do good this season. I mean, even though we're in the same division, I always wish, well, if you were Dallas, I would tell you to go fuck yourself. But other than that,
I would have said the same thing about the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys.
Oh, man, that team is going to suck this season. I can't wait for them to go down. Is what's his name still quarterback for them? What's his name?
Dak Prescott.
Oh, it is Prescott. Okay. All
right. Yeah, Tony Romo's in the booth.
What about was Sanchez doing anything for them? I don't know. But, yeah, man, I think it's going to be a great season. I can't wait. I'm so excited for preseason.
Yeah.
Are you going to any of the games?
Nah, man, I'm like on the coast. It'd just be hard for me.
All right.
Speaking of that, like, I was going to go for that that show, Phil, what I was messaging you about, that Big Time Wrestling.
But, yes.
Man, that's like, it's almost an 8, almost 9 hour drive, 4 hours up and 4 hours back drive.
Oh.
BTW?
Yeah.
No, Big Time, yeah.
Yeah, Big Time Wrestling.
That's in Massachusetts, isn't
it? Yeah, they're based out of Mass, but they're doing a show in that in Doom's part of the world. Well, it's a little bit of a ways, but
yeah.
I think that's some pretty good talent at BTW.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a Legends car. I mean, they had Jimmy Valiant, Ric Flair, Ricky Morton.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scott Steiner, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a fun time.
It does.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ric Flair, 30 for 30 is coming in November.
Woo! I can't wait.
Oh, where's
I'm gonna
my
set my DVR for that one? Make sure I record that.
That's gonna be the bomb. Where is it?
Where's that sound clip?
Where's my woo? I got a woo.
Woo! You know what
I mean? When you get on Space Mountain, you'll be like this.
You know what I need to? You know what I need to get for that week? My woo tickets.
Oh, I don't have that no more.
Oh man, we need to get the woo tickets on here.
But you know what I'm real glad for when I watched the trailer? They didn't show... They actually showed the good era of Ric Flair, not the WWE stuff.
I agree. You know?
Yeah.
Is it just me, man? I was looking up an up-close visual on that trailer. They showed an up-close visual of Flair, and he, man, did he get old, bro. He got really, really old. He's 70, right?
Flair? No. He's almost 60. He's 60 something.
He's almost 70, though.
But he put on miles because he lived that lifestyle.
Dude, he looks so old. Oh my God.
I mean, how old was he in the 90s? He was like in his 40s.
He was in his 40s, yeah.
I thought he was old. He was in his 50s then.
By 1999, he was already 50. I know that.
Yeah.
But man, like, when I saw that trailer, I was like, wow, he looks so worn out and beaten. But he's still one of the best, man. He can still do a promo like no other.
Oh yeah,
so good. But how long is that documentary? It's supposed to be like an hour. It was only thirty minutes, right?
No, they're anywhere between 30 minutes and 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, they're different. Like I love those, man. I just
Scott
watched
Hall one was good.
Yeah, I watched the last one. I watched was Mike and the Mad Dog, and then they had a marathon. So I watched the one with Tony Cook with
Tony Kukoc?
Well, yeah, Kukoc, but it was about Petrovic.
Oh, okay.
And I watched that one.
Did you watch the Big East? That was a good
Yeah.
One. I didn't see that.
Yeah, did you see the Michigan one, the Fab Four? Yeah.
Yep.
That was crazy,
too.
I didn't
know how much stuff they did, you know, how they changed basketball.
See, I always thought Jalen Rose was an asshole, and then I watched that documentary, and now I know why he's so angry. So...
Chris Webber.
Yeah.
Chris Webber did him dirty, yo.
Yeah, he did. But those 30 for 30s are fantastic.
I like them.
The Lakers Celtics one was amazing. So
yeah, that was what a three-parter.
That's a three-parter, yeah. So I'm very, very. That's one of the best things on TV, man. There's one 30 for 30. If you're even if you're not a hockey fan, it's called the King's Ransom. Is when Gretzky got traded from the Oilers to the Kings.
Oh man.
And it was, this was back in like 88. This was a big deal. Because back then, it was like, you know, hockey's still the least paid athletes.
They are.
Right?
Absolutely.
And, I mean, they go up in salary, like when the cap goes up. But still, they still are the least paid players, right?
I mean, unless you're like, what's the guy, Crosby?
Even still.
He's making money, but he's not making that
no,
much.
No, he's not making the buku money like basketball and
yeah,
baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
But the King's Ransom one, dude, is fresh. It is so good. Because they go into detail about the owner of the Oilers and the money situation. And Gretzky was like crying at the press conference. Like he broke down. He didn't want to leave.
I'm sure he didn't.
But they couldn't afford him. Like he even was going to take a pay cut. and they couldn't afford him still.
Wow.
So the dude was like, he was invested, you know, because that was his team. When the WHA was taken over by the NHL, that was one of the teams. It was like an ABA, NBA type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So he was an Oiler for a long time, you know, and he was this phenomenal guy. But yeah, 30 for 30 is on point.
Yeah.
30 for 30 is on point. So very, very excited about it. But I'm a sports junkie. Everybody's like, well, how come you don't do a sports podcast? I started doing this and I haven't given it up in like 5 years. So
yeah.
I don't know, man. I love talking about sports. I'm glad that Will can do it, man. I'm just glad that Will can do it for us on the rant. It's more suited for him anyway. You know, you don't have to have 9,000 wrestling shows on a network, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. It's been a lot of talk on the network. Are y'all going to do the U.S. versus Canada angle as a throwback? Because I think that needs to be revisited.
You mean what, with Bret Hart?
Yeah, that summer of 97.
Yeah.
We've been doing 97 all year.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
We're doing SummerSlam 97, just, yeah.
I was talking about just that angle, because it's been a lot of conversation on the network.
Well, the Montreal Screwjob is going to be 20 years old this year.
That's crazy.
So Choppy and I figured if we're still doing the podcast in November, which we probably are, we're going to probably do a 20th anniversary retrospect of the Screwjob, and we'll probably do the U.S. versus Canada lead up to it.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been listening to Bruce Pritchard's podcast, and they were talking about just how crazy it was when the lead up to that whole, you know, the whole summer, you know, the Canadian Stampede to, was it that SummerSlam, that U.S. versus Canada angle was hot.
I think that was the hottest that Bret Hart was ever in his career.
Yeah, you know what? I was never a Bret Hart guy. Never.
I was.
I know a lot of guys your age though were.
Everyone was either, you were either a Sean or a Brett guy. I was Brett all the way. I hated Sean.
Yeah, I wasn't invested emotionally in any of them. I mean, I don't dislike them as performers. I just wasn't emotionally invested as a fan.
Who was your guy in the 90s for the WWF?
In the 90s?
And I'm talking like, the era I'm talking about is like 93 to like 96.
I don't even know if I have one. I was more of a WCW.
See? There you go.
Yeah, that's...
You know, like I was more of a Vader guy and the Horsemen and Doom and fucking the Steiner Brothers.
See, from the 93 era to about 96, there was a bunch of dudes.
Nick German Suplex is in the room. Nick German Suplex, the biggest Bret Hart mark.
Of course.
I don't know.
But, Doom, you agree with me on this. Like, from 93 to 96, it was a bunch of dudes that were, like, top guys. You got Razor, you had Diesel, you had Brett.
Mm-hmm. Nah, the thing was, what made it so special is, like, what Roman Reigns was going through right now. If he would sit down and watch Bret Hart, it was genius that you could be a heel in one place and be a babyface in another.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he could do that now, like, hey, if they want him to be a babyface to the women and children, to placate to that, but then get that heel heat. Like, he's already got the heel heat with the rest of the crowd. That would be an interesting dynamic. That shows how great Bret was, because not everybody could do that.
Yeah, but with Roman, you know what's the thing going on with WWE is that with Roman, everyone boos him. No one likes him. Nobody.
Yeah, which is stupid because he's not as bad as the fans portray him to be.
You want to know something? Yeah. I'm about to become a Roman Reigns fan just to piss off all the other marks. Fuck. You know what? I'm going to just do it just to piss off Rage. Rage, I'm a Roman Reigns fan now, fuckface.
Like, I don't have
Jesus!
I don't have an issue with him.
It's his character.
Yeah, it's his character. Like, he needs to be a heel.
It's the way he's written. Yeah, he's the way he's written. It's the way he's written.
It's not his fault. He's giving his marching orders, and that's it.
Yeah. So you could look at the guys had a little bit more creative control.
Yeah.
Like,
I've actually seen Roman Reigns without a script. When he was on that one of those like Talking Smack or Raw Talks, whatever they're called, and he was just spoke from the heart, and he came off really, really eloquently, and he spoke really nicely. He didn't sound like a fucking cartoon character. He sounded like a real dude. And most of the time, that if you just let these guys talk without a script, I think the product would be a little bit better.
Yeah,
I think so. I think so. Is Nick in the room now?
Yeah, what is he saying about me?
I don't know. You have the chat room over there.
He says, Choppy, like Roman and Trump and Rage will love you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Oh, man. So listen, we were going to do this whole superhero thing, right? We got Dr. Doom on the line with us, so he can contribute this too. But I have a question before we get into any of that. Give me your top 10 characters, wrestling characters, that would be an amazing comic book.
Oof.
Okay.
Me or Doom?
Well, and, you know, just shoot names back and forth. Like
Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior, okay.
Taker.
Taker, that was my number one.
The Black Scorpion.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
He could be a villain.
Could be a villain.
Sting.
Exactly.
Did you hear that, Doom?
Yeah.
Sting.
Okay.
Can we include one guy that from last week?
Who?
Zeus.
Oh.
Zeus.
Does the tag team count as
as a character? Yeah, for sure.
The Acolytes, not the AP. A, but the Acolytes.
The APA. Oh, the Acolytes. Okay. The Legion of Doom.
LOD.
LOD.
Yeah. Pillman. He could be a serial killer.
He could be a serial, yeah.
Sting.
Oh.
Sting.
Sting!
Kane.
Kane, yep. How about Mankind?
Mankind.
Yeah.
What about Hogan?
Nope.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm just... I have to ask. I have to ask.
JYD.
JYD?
Yeah, I think so.
This is a throw-in because he's already a comic book, but Jushin Thunder Liger?
Oh, hell fuck yeah. Tiger Mask.
Tiger Mask, Jushin Thunder Liger. Ricochet. Well,
Prince Puma.
What about the Machines? Remember the Machines?
Yeah, okay.
Andre.
Andre could be a... That'd be like a Conan the Barbarian type shit.
Oh, Nick German said Goldust.
Goldust, yeah.
That was a good one, Nick.
That's a good
Jake
one.
Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He's like, old boy off of Conan.
What about JYD?
Tulsa Doom, that's what you've been like.
What about JYD?
Oh, I did say JYD.
You did say JYD?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the character that Conan did when in WWF?
Max Moon?
Max Moon. Oh, I got another one for you.
Glacier,
good.
That whole
Mortis and Wrath.
Glacier, Mortis, Wrath, yeah.
I got one. Aldo Montoya, the Portuguese Man of War. The jockstrap.
It'll be a bilingual fucking comic book, but yeah.
Repo Man.
Repo Man. Hell. Oh, Papa Shango.
Papa Shango. But Repo Man could be a Spider-Man villain.
Yes, he could.
Mantar.
Mantar!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hello. Oh, Damien Demento.
Yeah.
Kevin Thorne.
Oh, Kevin Thorne, yeah. That's a good one. He could be Morbius.
What about Jerry the King Lawler?
Oh, I got Finn Balor. We didn't even think about
the Demon.
The Demon, yeah.
Well, both of the Demon. He could be like Etrigan.
Yeah, and Bray Wyatt, too.
Yep.
Wyatt, yeah.
Nah.
Well, you could be the Wyatt. Well, if you do the Wyatt family into a story, into a comic book.
Yeah.
Like a spin-off, you know?
I like this. What's another one? Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. A lot of the mask guys could be comic
Ultimate
books.
Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo Dragon for sure, yep. Yeah.
Uncle Parker.
Yep.
Chairman of the board.
A lot of guys.
Chairman of the board,
yeah,
yeah,
he's right.
That's great.
He's right, WCW.
Oh, who's another one?
Yeah, there's you know...
I got one for you. When he was in the NWO, Masahiro Chono. He was so like mysterious with the glasses and the fucking trench coat. He was so badass. You have to have a Japanese guy in there.
You make him like a yakuza?
Yeah, like a yakuza dude.
You could have Asuka be one of those Amazon, crazy Amazon women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Asuka, yeah. 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 Yeah, I didn't even think about the females, but I was just thinking about, like,
okay, let's go to females.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, characters, like, you know, can you, they have, listen, this is, you go in a store, you're buying a book, what's, you looking at the cover, and you have to, if you're, like, a 10-year-old kid, you know, like, what are you buying, you know, these are characters, like, oh my, they have to be larger than life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Del Wilkes is the Patriot.
Yeah.
But the Patriot character, like, the mask and the Americana, the correct, whole nine yards, that could be, you know what I'm saying? That's...
Like,
Blue,
I remember,
Blazer.
Blue Blazer. Oh,
no. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call it? The, what was this one?
Yes, Nick, we did say Glacier and Mortis.
Yeah.
We did.
I remember buying the Warrior comic book, and I remember buying
I it. Still have it.
You still have it?
Yeah.
That's good. It was pretty good.
It was all right.
And then the Undertaker comic was pretty good, too. I had that.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Yeah, I know it was out, but I didn't see it. What about The Rock?
No.
No?
No.
No? Okay.
Can I try to think of somebody else? Oh, The Hurricane.
You can do The Hurricane. You can do Head Cheese, Al Snow, whatchamacallit, comedy
that
book.
Could be like a comedy book, yeah. That could be like an Archie type of shit.
Okay.
Yep. Or yeah. Booster Gold and Blue Beetle.
Same thing, same concept. I love, yep. You know what, dude? I love Blue Beetle.
Do you really?
Yep.
My wife makes fun of him all the time.
Yeah. I didn't like the new Blue Beetle.
No, not the new one. I'll talk about the original.
The original one with the spaceship you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm trying to think here.
There's a button. Doink the Clown?
No.
No?
No way.
Like a Killer Clown?
Yeah, you could do Doink Killer, the Matt Bourne Doink.
Oh. Matt Bourne from ECW Doink is good.
Yes. Evil Doink.
Yes, he was good. China.
China, yeah. Yep.
Oh, Luna Vachon.
Luna was great. Yeah. She's an awesome character.
Yep.
Or Sherry.
I don't know about Sherry.
You could make
Sherry could be like a enchantress, crazy woman.
You know what?
To get you to do something.
You could make Glow, the original Glow, a comic book.
Yes.
With all their characters, like Farmer's Daughter, and Attila the Hun, and Little Egypt.
You mentioned him before. Big Van Vader, when he had the thing over his...
Of course.
Oh. He'd be like the Juggernaut.
Yes. He'd be like the Juggernaut of that.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, man.
I got a question. If you brought up Glow, what did you think of the new series?
I'm 5 episodes in.
I saw the whole thing. It's great.
I like it.
I love it.
It's not like the original.
What do you think of the girl that's supposed to be the All-American girl, that she is just thick?
Yeah.
I don't
think she's that... I think that was. I think it's
in a good way.
Yeah, no, she's. Yep. It's well casted, dude.
I loved it. Mark Maron as the promoter.
Oh my god,
so good. I love that, dude. I can't wait for season 2. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you this, but they are filming season 2 already.
Are they?
I spoke to somebody about it. They're filming season 2 already in LA.
That's awesome.
I can't wait.
I'm liking that awesome Kong's in it. That's giving us.
Yeah, and she's good as an actress. She's a really good actress.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for her.
And tell me that angle when they had the girls dressed up as the KKK, which is the funniest thing.
That shit was funny.
I didn't get that far yet, but
no. Oh shit!
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The German said the welfare queen was the best, which was awesome.
Yeah,
Kong.
Yeah, awesome Kong. Awesome Kong could be a character too.
She could be
in a comic book.
Nick German then mentioned Alundra Blaze as like Superwoman type.
Yeah, Supergirl.
Yeah.
Or Power Girl. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that'd be pretty dope.
Can't think of anyone else.
Bailey would be Squirrel Girl.
Bailey would be Squirrel Girl for the new Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Did you hear about that? TV show coming out for the new Warriors.
Yeah. She's the AT&T girl. No, for real. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the AT&T girl is going to play Squirrel Girl. He's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got her to play Squirrel Girl.
You posted that, though, didn't you?
I believe I did, yes. There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, they're coming out with a new Teen Titans TV show, live action.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think that's coming out on CW, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I read something on comicbook.com that it's a legitimate source where The Flash is, like, Grant Gustin is hoping to start transitioning, if all these shows come out, start transitioning into the Final Crisis storyline, where he completely dies.
Yeah.
And then they bring in, Wally becomes a new Flash, which I think would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that, man. I love superhero shows. I love superheroes. I will never stop being a fan of them. I mean, Phil's a big Iron Fist, Luke Cage guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was always a big Spider-Man guy.
Spider-Man's my favorite, but like when I was a kid, I would get all the hand-me-downs from my uncle.
Yep.
And the hand-me-downs were Power Man and Iron Fist, Rom, fucking Sergeant Rock.
Yep.
You know, all that nonsense.
Sergeant Rock was good.
Sergeant Rock was a good book, but when you're like 8 years old, you know, you want to see Spider-Man, you want to see the Hulk, Superman, correct. Batman.
I never got into Superman. I
love Superman. I never got into DC until I got older.
Yeah, because DC was more for the adults.
Yeah.
If you read the storylines, for example, when you put Frank Miller or Alan Moore to write one of those books, it becomes gold.
I never, and when I was a kid, I would get these Spider-Man, like Detective Comics, I would get a lot of team-ups, like Superman and Metal Men.
Yes.
You know, Superman, Superboy, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And when I got a DC book when I was a kid, it was like Sergeant Rock or something like that. But I was a Marvel guy. I was a Marvel kid until I was like a preteen, you know? And then by the time I was a preteen, the Batman movie dropped. The Tim Burton movie Batman.
Yes, that
Batman,
was good.
And that became like a mainstream hit for kids to start buying Batman books. And I discovered Batman. I was like, this is crazy. Then I discovered the Punisher. And I discovered all the vigilante, you know, non-meta-human, you know, guys.
Wolverine blew up in that time frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Kitty Pryde, Wolverine was... He was in Alpha Flight, too, wasn't he?
He was in Alpha Flight. He was one of the original members of Alpha Flight. And then he leaves Alpha Flight to go join the X-Men.
Right.
But, yeah, man. I really enjoy the original Tim Burton Batman film. I think it still holds up pretty well today. I have it on Blu-ray. I love that movie.
But it's still not good as Batman 66.
Oh, with Adam West. I mean, Adam West, the campy Batman with Adam West was always that. That's what got me to watch Batman, was because of Adam West. Like, I still think Frank, was it Frank Gorshin? Is that it?
He's the Riddler, yeah.
As the Riddler. I think he's still the best Riddler ever.
He is.
Jim Carrey can never touch that guy.
He's way better than Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And they didn't portray Cesar Romero as this psychotic Joker.
But you had to know why it's that time.
Yeah, period. Yeah. In the 60s, they weren't really too keen on anything that was too violent or too sexy. Like,
I still like Burgess Meredith as Penguin. I thought he was great.
You know, in the 60s, TV was so
bright and colorful
that even like with dramas and sitcoms and stuff, couples didn't sleep in the same bed.
Correct.
They didn't expose any real life issues like teen pregnancy or
drugs
or homosexuality.
Yep.
Like shit like that. They never really did, but so they kept it real wholesome, you know?
Yeah.
What's going on in the chat room?
Nothing else. Just the last thing that was written was Nick German with the Welfare Queen.
Okay.
Now with the
I'll be right back, guys.
No problem. I still think with like all these new movies that are coming out, you know, apparently the I don't know if you've heard, but DC Comics is trying to campaign for Wonder Woman to get an Oscar for best script and best picture of the year. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. Like,
it was good.
Yeah, but I don't watch enough movies to compare it.
Correct.
So we saw Wonder Woman, but I didn't see any other movies that are up for an Oscar.
Correct. Which we won't know until like next year. So I'm actually really digging the... Me and you saw Spider-Man, and we love the hell out of that movie.
None of those movies will. The only time they'll win an Oscar is for like best CGI or like the best like effects or musical scores. They'll never win anything for like best movie. That'll never happen.
Last actor or the last movie to actually get an Oscar, and it was an actor, was Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Yeah, and
best supporting actor.
And people say he got it because he died.
Bullshit.
Right, I agree too.
He was so fucking good. The man literally put his health on the line to make that character pop out to you. And, like, he was scary, man. And then I remember talking to a mother the next day after I went to go see the midnight showing. Next day I go to work, and the mother was like, I was talking about the Batman movie, how good it was. the mother was like, oh, I want to take my 5-year-old son to go see it. I was like, absolutely not. That kid is going to get nightmares from this, because Heath did such a great job as the Joker that I don't think you should take a 5-year-old to see him cutting up Michael J. White's mouth open. I mean, come on. It was a good movie. I think Heath definitely deserved the Oscar.
Yeah. They got that one right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the third one with The Dark Knight Rises, it was good. But I just felt like it felt flat to me a little bit, just because the villain, I love Bane, but they always do him wrong for some reason. Bane has to be this, I would have been okay with it, with him, if Tom Hardy was injecting himself with like needles of steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not like wearing a mask to protect him from dying. I mean, that's stupid.
Well, we talked about this. You and I had a conversation like a couple weeks ago. We were in the truck, and I said to you, and I said it yesterday too on social media when you tagged me with the other thing. They got 60 fucking years of stories.
Thank you.
But I don't think these guys that write these movies, they don't read enough to appreciate the character.
Marvel does.
Not necessarily. Because Marvel's trying to change things now.
I think Favreau read enough for Iron Man.
Favreau was great as a director.
To get it up and running, you know.
But my thing I'm sorry, go, Doom, you go.
No, I was saying, like, Marvel's characters they're different. They're a blend of all of them, but their core element is there. Like, in an Avengers movie, they were more worried about saving the civilians than fighting Ultron. And when you watch the I don't know about this Justice League movie. They might just let a whole bunch of people die. And that's not what that's not what the Justice League's about, you know.
Speaking of the Justice League, I just remembered something. It turns out it's not Darkseid they're fighting.
Steppenwolf.
It's Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
But Steppenwolf is Darkseid's minion.
Right. Which might lead up to Darkseid.
We will definitely see Darkseid in a later film.
My only beef, and I think I said this the other day when I called the comic book show, I called Surface Show on Sunday, is that my only beef with Justice League is that Cyborg is in it, and it should be a Green Lantern. It should be the Guy Gartner, John Stewart, or
did you see the trailer where Steppenwolf mentions?
Yes,
he's like he said there's no Kryptonians, which means that they might introduce another Kryptonian, not just Clark. It could be Supergirl.
Could be Supergirl.
They said that there's no lanterns to protect you.
That's bullshit, though. Cyborg should not be in Justice League. He was a Titan.
He's a Titan, exactly. He's not a Justice Leaguer. He's a Titan, which I don't understand why they put him in there, but I'm okay with it. Whatever. It's fine.
They had to fill a quota, man. This was from, like...
They had to fill a quota.
You know what, though? If you're going to go that route and fill a quote-unquote quota...
I would have had
John Stewart. Exactly.
John Stewart would have been great.
Thank you.
Or had the Martian Manhunter's actor be black.
Be a brother, right. Okay. All right, that makes sense.
You know who I would have gotten to play Martian Manhunter? Idris Elba.
Nah, man.
Yeah, dude. I like him a lot.
I don't know.
And I also liked Michael J. White as John Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys.
As long as Tyrese doesn't touch it.
Fuck that. If I see Tyrese as Jon Stewart, I'll be so pissed.
I might. He can't be Jon Stewart.
No way, dude. He's not tough enough to be Jon Stewart.
Yeah, Jon Stewart's tough.
He's a tough dude, man.
Tough dude, yeah.
No way.
Plus, he was him and... I want a Hawkman.
That's not going to happen now.
It's never going to happen now.
No, it's not never. It will happen, but not now.
But
that's a character that has to happen.
That's
though.
Such a good fucking story, man.
You know what's another character I would love to see happen? Plastic Man.
Plastic Man was... See, that's the thing, though. He wasn't taken seriously.
I know he's a comedy guy.
Yeah, but see, in the 80s, when they brought the cartoon in, they made him so goofy.
And he's originally a bad guy.
Yeah, but they made him so goofy in the 80s that they gave him his own cartoon in the 80s.
Correct.
For part of that whole 80s boom with cartoons. But no one knows how vital he was to the league.
Correct.
And he was a heel. He was a villain. That stuff just, that irritates, you see, even back in the day, even in the 80s, Super Friends in the 70s was so clean and cut until the early 80s, and he made the Battle of the Super Friends. They made it dark with Darkseid and Kalibak and the battle for the Super Friends, and they had like, and they brought in Firestorm.
Yep.
And, you know, that kind of shit. That stuff got me fucking super excited when I was a kid. Then he made the action figures. But even as a kid, even Spider-Man and his amazing friends, it was too
campy.
The Hulk, I loved it too, but
the Hulk show was good though. Not the one with Ferrigno. I'm talking about the animated show. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, the one with Ferrigno was good too, man.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't bad. I'm not saying the one with Ferrigno was good. What I'm saying is, in terms of the animated shows, a lot of them were very campy, very cartoon, not obviously cartoonish, but like very kid friendly. But if you watch the Hulk cartoon, it was very dark, and I liked that. I liked about that. Yeah. And I know Phil is not a fan of it, but I thought Johnny Quest was a very dark cartoon, too.
It was dark. I just didn't dig it. I never dug it. And the Hanna-Barbera stuff was crazy. Because in the 70s, it was very, very, it was dark. Like the Herculoids in the 60s and 70s.
Yep.
You had the Herculoids. You had,
Space Ghost.
You had Birdman. And then you had, like, the hokey ones, like the Impossibles. And, like, you know, Laugh Olympics, and you had all the other shit, like, you know, but you didn't.
Dudley Do-Right,
yeah. But, you know, even back then, they wrote stuff differently just to have it out there. You know, I don't think these guys and girls who write these stories, they don't read enough on a character.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I was
Batman shouldn't be killing people.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that. I agree with you.
But in the 40s, he was packing heat.
He was packing a gun, and he was killing people in the 40s.
Yeah. But no one sees that. No one appreciates the evolution of the character.
No.
If that makes any sense.
By the way, speaking of the Justice League movies, did you hear what's the name of the Flash movie? What they're calling it?
Flashpoint.
They're calling it Flashpoint.
Are they gonna? That's the story.
And did you hear what's going? Yeah. So this is what they're planning on doing.
Ruin that. I'm sure.
No, I hope not. Because this is going to be a great story. Apparently, in this Flashpoint, where he goes to stop Reverse Flash from killing his mom in the movie.
Yeah.
It's going to introduce a new timeline where Wonder Woman and Aquaman are fighting each other. Their respective worlds, the Amazons against the Atlanteans, are going to fight each other because he tried to stop Reverse Flash from killing his mom, and then Bruce Wayne dies, and then Thomas Wayne takes over as Batman, as an older Batman. And I heard the guy from Walking Dead is trying to is in the running to play Batman in Flashpoint.
Oh,
like an older Batman, not the Ben Affleck Batman, a different Batman. And then somebody's supposed to play a female Joker, which is
Maggie.
Yes, but it's going to be Bruce Wayne's mother who goes crazy because Bruce is the one who dies instead of both the parents dying. So I think the Flashpoint movie is going to be a good move. I'm still not digging the costume that he's wearing, though.
Dr. Doom, me and Choppy had this conversation about fanboys and fangirls being too overly protective of their guys and girls. When it comes to when they put out movies and cartoons and stuff, like the integrity of the character gets compromised because of the way they're written.
Yeah.
Like with the X-Men movies, I remember people were infuriated with these movies because of the stories.
Yeah.
Do you think is it like being a wrestling fan? You know how wrestling fans are now? Are fanboys and fangirls the same way?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Like you have... People have issues with how certain characters are in movies. I don't like how in the X-Men movies they center around Jennifer Lawrence in these last ones. That just irked me that Mystique is a main character, but she was just a side note in the X-Men lore.
Is it because of the character or the person who played the character or just the character itself, right? Because he was a side character in the book.
It's a side character in the book.
Like, right.
They'll make her the leader of the X-Men, but Cyclops is getting their bags and stuff. I have issues with that, you know.
I do. But you also got to keep in mind, remember when Wolverine became the centerpiece of the X-Men movies? And people were not digging that either because he's not the center point of – he was the most popular character in the group.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the center point of the actual series.
So. Yeah, I'd rather for them just to have every – they break it up as a team.
Correct.
In the X-Men. And that's what made it, you know, like – I like Colossus, Nightcrawler, and Gambit. Those are like my favorite X-Men.
So if you're a big fan of Colossus, then expect to see a lot of him in Deadpool too.
See, I didn't like him in Deadpool. I didn't like him in Deadpool.
Fantastic in Deadpool. I loved him in Deadpool. He was great.
He was like a comedy character, and they did him better than
what they did.
Usually does. Like he's.
I agree.
Like I want to see fastball specials. Him hitting on Kitty Pryde.
Nice, nice.
The whole Nikita Koloff angle that it used to be with Colossus, you know.
Yeah, see.
You know what's one character I would love to see? Omega Red.
Yeah, well, they should have did it. Like, Fox is messed up. Like, he should have been one of those Wolverine movies.
Yes,
like, Origins or something that instead of them fighting damn... Deadpool that they fought Omega Red, and you could have used his two-parter that you thought he got away but he came back kind of deal.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun.
It has. Very good.
So, Dr. Doom, we're going to start wrapping this up. Any final thoughts before we let you go, homie?
Nah, I'll send you an email with the information if I get that video tonight. That Manny Fernandez shoot.
Yeah, just send me the link of the trailer and I'll take it from there. No big deal.
Okay. All right.
But thank you for calling in, man. Much appreciated.
Thank you, brother.
No problem, man. All
right, we'll see you in a couple. We'll talk to you in a couple days.
All right. Peace. All right,
thanks, bro.
Later.
All right. Thank you to Dr. Doom. Thank you, Uptown Georgie. I'm going to start wrapping this bitch up.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let me get some music. All right. Anyway. So I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I think I'm taking next Friday off.
You are?
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I'm taking the birthday off. But you might get a filatorial because I'm on vacation.
Okay.
So, or if we get together with you before, maybe we'll get together on a weeknight and we'll do something. We'll figure something out.
Correct.
Either way, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, thank you for everybody in the chat room. Thanks for everybody who called in tonight. Thank you for putting up with our nonsense. We apologize for last week again. I'm not apologizing no more. Anyway, so, of course, you can. We'll go through all the plugs now. Go to turnbuckletorbacks.com. Support all our friends who are not network affiliates. Download all the backlog, the catalog we have. It's over 200 episodes now, so go get that. We have t-shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletorbacks. You want to email us, it's turnbuckletorbacks1@gmail.com. You want to tweet myself, it's @tbuckletbacks and @choppy2984. Right. Let's see, signingwizardsnetwork.com. Go get all that content. New stuff every week. Good stuff. RantEMRadio.com. So don't forget, this Sunday I have the Surfer What Are You Reading comic book show. And then you have Monday's the Sports Report. Tuesday's the Rant and the Shining Wizards. Thursday's Rant and Wrestling. And then Friday's back with us, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Maybe pre-recorded or something, whatever. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Chop, anything else you want to add?
Just want to thank all the guys, everyone that joined the chat room. Shaylin, Nick the German, and Dr. Doom, and...
Uptown Georgie.
Uptown Georgie. I just want to wish everyone a very good and healthy weekend.
Yes, yes. Be safe. Take care of yourselves, each other. I'm bidding you adieu, of course. Reminding you all, take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say the N-word. Unless you're Tony C. And just be a good fucking human being, man. Be kind to people. You know, you're not here very long.
Don't be a savage.
Don't be a savage, exactly. That's it for us, man. We'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.